Tension is running high in the streets of Bahrain's capital, Manama. Thousands of anti-government protesters have once again flocked into Pearl Square after military vehicles withdrew from the area. Reports say police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters. Earlier in the day, Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa ordered military vehicles to withdraw from the streets. Main opposition bloc Al Wafaq has rejected the king's offer of national dialogue. It says the government must resign first and troops should withdraw from the streets. The Bahraini government has violently suppressed the demonstrators demanding an end to the monarchy. The crackdown has left 6 people dead and hundreds more wounded. Amateur footage shows a military tank opening fire on peaceful protesters, leaving a number of casualties. Have a look at this. The president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights in Manama, Nabil Rajab, says the Bahraini government's crackdown on the protesters is unacceptable.
Yeah, we are in the state of shock and in a state of sadness and sorrow in the past few days, realizing that our king has ordered his army to attack the peaceful people, peaceful protest. Order his army to attack men and women and children. Something we have not witnessed in our history. And we are living in a state of shock. How come we still rule by a king who can do that? Who can make our last 4 days bloody? Hundreds of people are injured so far. Many of them are seriously injured. So far, 6 people dead and more than 4 people in a critical situation. The human rights issues that people were calling peaceful should not be met with gunfire, with tanks. People were asking for a political reform. People were asking for a human rights reform. People asking for their human right to be respected. They want to stop the discrimination. They want freedom of expression. They want to stop the corruption in the government. They want elected government. They want the written constitution by the people and not by the king. And those all demands and grievances of people were raised in very peaceful means. But unfortunately, it was met with violence, with killing. This is something not acceptable at all.
You're watching Press TV News. Kuwaiti lawmakers and clerics have protested the Bahraini government's crackdown on opposition demonstrators. MP Yusuf Al-Zalzala said the Bahraini military's use of force against the peaceful protesters has been unprecedented in the Persian Gulf region. MP Adnan Abdul Samad has also called on the Bahraini authorities to adopt a humane approach towards popular demands for political reform. Meanwhile, prominent Kuwaiti cleric Sayyid Muhammad Bagher Musavi Al-Mohri urged the Bahraini officials to resort to respond to the protesters' legitimate demands. Another cleric, Saleh Johar Hayat, also warned that oppressive rulers who violate the people's rights will have the same fate as the presidents of Egypt and Tunisia.